B-Pod Studios.
And we are live on a Monday. It's 10:51 in the beautiful Beasley Broadcast Studios of South End.
Overlooking CVS, which, by the way, I just found out what CVS stands for. We're actually going to do this tomorrow on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at us. A little preview.
Maybe we'll give you a little preview. Does anybody have any idea what CVS stands for?
I do.
I do, too.
You know because you read it, Nicole. Roy, what is it?
It's like, isn't it consumer? It's consumer value store.
That's exactly right.
Oh my gosh,
is it really?
Look at you.
Yeah.
How about, you know, the Geico commercials are everywhere. They spend a lot of money in radio, they do TV.
Doesn't mean Geico?
No, Geico stands for something.
Really?
Yep.
Go Eternal Insurance.
I like the way you're working it out.
I'd
be doing the same.
It's got to be an
acronym. It is. It stands for something. It's four words.
Is it someone's name?
It's Government Employees Insurance Company.
What's the O?
Not on there.
I know. You can't have Geico. You can't add to the acronym and not have anything that goes
with it.
Sure
you can. Don't you remember 1-800-MATTRESS, leave the last S off for savings?
Okay.
So, but why is it government employee? Well, I don't understand that, because I'm part of Geico and I'm not a government employee.
I guess maybe they were specifically for governments, government employees, and now they switched. They realized they can make more money.
I can't wait to play this game tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a lot. M&M's is on here. Don't cheat either.
M&M's?
IBM.
Wait, IBM?
Kmart.
Irritable bowel movement. Nicole just says, okay.
A lot happened today. It was our first day back after not seeing each other for 12 straight days. The last time we worked on the air together was July 3rd.
And I've done two blogs and I'm already burnt out.
when's our next vacation?
So before we get into what happened on the show today, let's tell you a little bit behind the scenes stuff that goes on. We were getting ready to leave for vacation. In fact, we were on like our third day of vacation when we got an urgent text message from our boss saying, come back, we need to do a photo shoot for our new billboard campaign.
Oh, so annoying. Mm-hmm. And it was like I would because, you know, I'm on vacation doing things. And then I'd look down, it's like 14 new messages. I'm like, oh, it's a novel I got to catch up on.
Right.
You know, it's so annoying when it's like that. And what was so amusing is that Nicole in the room was really upset because of the miscommunication.
There's no miscommunication. People don't read their emails.
Okay.
Loren and Nicole was upset with the lack of communication from our boss. And I was like, I don't want to say an ass, but I was like, I'll be naked for the billboard if necessary. I was like, I didn't care.
Ignoring it.
I'm like on vacation. You got a different Roy. I was drinking all night. You know? Like nothing's phasing me.
And
you
our boss thought that was funny.
He did.
Loren and Amanda and Nicole Moore.
You could have been like, Roy, you're fired. And I'm like, whatever, dude.
Whatever.
It's vacation, man.
So anyway, yeah, we just got done a little while ago with those photo shoots, and we took about 160 pictures, and we'll need to do like probably 160 more because everybody has a different idea on what they want the billboard to look like.
I'm sure.
I think all the photos we have look good. I think we got it.
Well, we've taken countless numbers of photos over the last 2 years that we said, hey, go back and look through these. Maybe you'll find something. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And they were great photos. Like, we took a photo shoot on top of one of the buildings in Uptown, and it was like perfectly Charlotte.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we could have used that. But anyway.
I'm getting a phone call. Should I answer it?
Is it our boss telling us that we need to reshoot? Because otherwise, send it to voicemail.
Yeah. All right, we're good.
We discussed a couple things today on the show that were vacation driven. Roy was part of the New York City blackout on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we were in the lit up part. We were down like south, like towards near the World Trade Center type of area. And that area, the financial district, wasn't affected. And so when it happened, I'm like, we got to get back up to Midtown.
I guess it's going to be part of this.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening. We got to boogie on up.
The traffic bad because the traffic lights were
traffic
down?
Was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, traffic was a nightmare. I think I did, because of all that, I've never walked so much in my life. Never walked so, even to the point where Sterling's like, if Sterling's exhausted, and I told him, well, I'm like 15 times heavier than you. So times that by 15, and that's what I'm dealing with.
What did he say there?
He got it. He understood. Yeah,
I thought he said something that put him in the doghouse.
Oh, no, he did say something. He that was the day before we did all the walking. I was kind of complaining because I had to go on a 16-minute walk, and I have a weird rule of thumb. Don't laugh at me, but if it's...
Did you just say a 16-minute walk?
And I was upset about it because if it's...
Can't be so 1 minute over. 20.
Because if it's like over like a 12 to 15 minute walk, I want to Uber. It's too far of a walk. I don't want to because here's what I do. I'm like, well, if it's 12 minute walk, that's the normal person walk. Double it for me. It's going to take me double that time.
Exercise is good, though.
I don't want to walk that far. So I was already complaining because we're walking 16 minutes. And then I guess maybe that was on his mind. And then some guy came up to us. And you could tell he clearly thought that we were tourists because he was trying to get us to sign up for some stupid crap. And I asked her, I'm like, what do you think about us stood out? Because we were with a large group of people. What about us stood out? And he's like, well, probably your size. Not many New Yorkers are your size.
Ooh.
What?
If you could just hear the pause.
I think you could hear it just now.
Oh, it was not good. It wasn't good. It's like, oh, I'm too fat. I'm too fat to be a New Yorker. I understand. Okay. I'm a tourist because I'm fat. I'm a tourist. And so he reflected on that and realized he was really upset that he said that. He was very apologetic.
Oh, good.
You know, and then I brought it up like 80 more times on our vacation.
Right.
You know, I was like, don't worry. I'm too fat because I'm, you know, tourist.
Yeah, I'm sure he was happy about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me drilling
into
the ground.
But yet you said that your relationship now is in a better place than it was before you left.
Yeah. Before the New York trip.
It took that moment.
It took a giant blackout.
Yeah.
Because we were off and I've been going through therapy. And my therapist told me because I have this internal issue to where I want to have friends, but I also don't want to bend. Where I don't want to go out. I want to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, when you're on vacation, I want you to make plans to go out to eat, and I want you to go out. And even if Sterling's unavailable, I just want you to go out and just be out there.
Oh,
just go do dinner, go do drinks, just go places. And I probably did that almost every night of the week, and I felt really different. I felt like a totally different person.
Why do you think that is?
That I felt different?
I love diving into your therapy sessions.
Oh, gosh.
I need to go with you.
You know, by the way, it's not going to last, too.
Well, because my HSA is going to run dry and I'm not going to be able to afford it. We're working on like 5 issues, right? Like we have like 5 homework assignments. Okay. but one of them was to go out and just, instead of coming home and, you know, I like right now I have to go do real estate stuff. And then after that, I'm going to be tired and I cook dinner and I watch Netflix and I just go to bed. Like that's my routine every single day. And so he wanted me to break the routine and just go do different stuff.
Good.
So, you know, I felt different. I felt like I said, I felt like I actually was connected to Sterling and like I met him in Ballantyne for dinner a couple nights. And
good.
That's good. Yeah.
Wow. Look at you, Southender, making it all the way out to Ballantyne.
Hmm. One day I went all the way out to Waxhaw, downtown Waxhaw.
What?
What'd you do down there?
I was showing a house.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But while I was there, I stopped in, I got a drink.
Yeah.
And I looked at it. It was a cute little downtown.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm trying to do more stuff like that.
Yeah.
They got the train bridge that you can
Yeah, I took photos.
Yeah.
I walked up there.
Yeah, good. Welcome to my hometown.
A lot of Confederate flags, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, yeah. They, a lot?
Yeah, past like 8 of them.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, well, it's a rebel country.
Like, what is happening here?
Well, the news hasn't gotten to them yet in downtown. I live basically on the Mecklenburg border, so I'm sophisticated and woke.
You're not claiming it?
No, I'm sophisticated and woke. Loren.
Yes.
We discussed with you how you got thrown out of your pool. Well, you didn't even make it to your pool.
Yeah, it wasn't my pool. It was very embarrassing. I was in Key Largo.
Largo, darling. It's so fancy.
Sounds so bougie.
Yeah, it was a very bougie club that I was at. And,
good morning with some caviar and champagne.
Yep. Walked in and they escorted me right out because of my shorts.
So your shorts were and he broke out the piece of paper, which I thought was funny, and started highlighting.
Yeah, he sat in front of me and literally highlighted 3 things that I was already doing wrong, which was no denim, jean shorts were too short, we don't allow tattered or ripped.
Can I just say, though, like, if a rapper or some celebrity went through there, they'd be able to wear whatever they wanted. Like,
well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, how come I feel like rich people can just do and wear and get away with anything?
This is... All right, you really want me to break it down for you?
Well, but I feel like even at this Largo thing...
Okay, but the celebrities that live on Ocean Reef are like Kathy Lee Gifford, Oprah.
Oh, so they dress up.
It's like all like bougie celebrities. It's not like
the Hamptons of the
that's exactly what it
Floridians.
Is. Yeah.
Okay, so it's
why,
like
just over there is Oprah Winfrey. TV's Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, darling, come down to Long Island. It's beautiful.
Oh, I started a whole other thing,
and
didn't
Lorraine
I?
From the Mani Roy and Lorraine Morning Show, wearing shorts that are too short and tethered.
Being escorted out because she looks like just white trash, just trampling
so
around in said Lago.
By the way, we didn't even get into something else that happened to you on your trip. But it's only Monday. We got a full week to break down other things because somebody really made you mad.
I ugly cried for 2 hours, and it destroyed me. Mm-hmm. And it was such an innocent comment, and I think that's why it hurt me so bad.
Yeah,
I get it. I've been there. I can't wait to dive into that.
Right.
We're gonna rip your band-aid right off.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna need some therapy after that one.
Yeah. You can come with my guy.
That we'll might be a family meeting.
Special on therapy, Roy.
And then I talked about how I was annoyed by someone who just rolled up to me on the beach. I was in Folly Beach. I was throwing the frisbee with a buddy of mine, and all of a sudden, this guy rolls up with his phone. He's on Instagram Live on his Instagram Live channel, and he just turns it to me and he goes, "Let's go see what this guy's up to." He goes, "Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?" And I'm like, "I'm playing frisbee." And I put pressure on myself when I'm in public like that. I want to say something funny, but I was completely blanked out. Like, somebody texted and said I should have come up with a funny name. And I should have, but I didn't think of anything.
Mm.
So I was just like, "Hey, Mani, Charlotte."
It's weird, man.
And I'm like, I don't want to be part of that. And is that the society that we're in now where people are just going to roll up on you? Are there laws and rules against that?
I think so. You can't just feel, well, unless you're in public.
I was on a public beach.
It was in public.
Yeah, I think that's how that live PD gets away with all their stuff.
Yeah, because they're in public.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be a pill to the guy, but then he walked over to somebody else. And, yeah, I didn't want to be a pill.
I haven't heard anybody besides like Dallas and my grandmother say be a pill.
Yeah, no.
But Dallas
wasn't trying
says
to be
that
a pill.
What does that mean?
A pain. Like you didn't want to be a downer.
It's so say because that. You're hard to swallow. That's why you're a pill.
Ah.
What's next? Oh, it's not thunderstorming. We have lightning storms, Grandpa.
Yeah, it's an electric storm.
It's an electric storm. That's what they used to say.
Yeah, my grandma used to say, "You better come inside. It's about to be an electric storm."
Maybe.
You have to shut off all the lights and hide.
You're turning into your dad.
Mm-hmm. My dad wouldn't say that.
He'd say something a lot worse.
Yeah. But anyway, I just thought, like, there was two things. One, I was annoyed that the guy just came up to me and, like, didn't say, "Hey, I'm about to go live," or "Do you want to be on it?" Next thing you know, he's like, "Hey, you're on." And I don't know if there's two people watching or 200,000.
Yeah.
You know? And what do I do? Ask him?
Well, what'd you call the person?
What?
What'd you call him?
No, I was the pill.
No, but you told me that he was a nobody.
Oh, I thought, because somebody said maybe he was a big blogger or something. And I'm like, no, he was a nobody. He was just hanging out with his friends.
Well, you know,
if I have a limit that, like, I'll go on the news.
Hang on. I agree with you, Andrew. I was just having this conversation last night. Sterling likes to watch these fun, I don't know what to call them, but it's this video to where they get a bunch of social media influencers and they ask them a bunch of questions and they have to walk to one line if they agree, another line if they disagree. Well, I'm looking at these people. I'm like, some social media influencers, I can't name one of them.
Right.
And then one of them has 13,000 followers. You ain't influencing anyone if you got 13,000 followers. And she's like, "You know, I just never imagined that this would be my full-time job." I'm like, your full-time job?
That's not your full-time job. No, you're still living at home in mom's basement.
Thank you. That's your full-time job with
13,000 followers.
When Sterling told me how many followers on Instagram everybody has, I couldn't get past it.
Yeah.
I'm like, these people are no one. I mean, they really are. They're nobody, but they think in their head they are somebody.
Oh, perception's reality, friend.
What, Nicole?
It's true, though.
You guys are passionate about nobodies.
No, I mean...
It's because we live now in a society where everyone craves an audience. Mm-hmm. Everyone does. And I don't know why. Because we have an audience and
because
it sucks.
Everyone needs to go to therapy and nobody will. So they get on
The guy coming up to me wasn't for therapy. I think he was just kind of like cruising around and doing an Insta Live for people. And he's probably like, "Hey, I'm at the beach and you're not." To his, you know...
Yeah.
To his viewers, and he's like, "Let's go find out what's going on the beach, dude."
Dude.
Dude.
And I was like, I don't want to be on your Instagram live.
And I didn't want to get held up in your story, but didn't you say you were doing like volleyball or something?
I was playing frisbee with my buddy.
I've always wondered about the people that like, why are you playing games in the sand?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I've always felt that best. Was weird.
I
that
love
you're...
playing volleyball.
Yeah, yeah, and we throw it so that you go in the water. Like if you have to catch it, you dive
Gosh,
into the water.
You guys are so annoying. You're running around.
What
you're
you
getting
do
in
on the
way.
Beach?
What do you mean? What did I lay out in the sand? I maybe read a book. I go out in the water. I relax. You guys are out there. Like one time, I saw people, and I swear to God, I'm like, they're not playing volleyball. They're playing football. What are they? Are they tackling each other?
Because
I kept rolling around in the sand.
Yeah,
I'm like,
somebody playing bocce down the way from us. Cornhole.
Just relax. You're on a beach.
I was at the beach for 7 days. I can only read so many magazines
right.
and books. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm on the beach for 4 hours. Like at least 30 minutes of those 4 hours, I want to throw the bee around a little.
I'm trying to relax and take a nap, and I hear dude right over here. Oh, watch out! I hear all this crap, and I'm like, oh, just come on.
Would you rather hear that, or would you rather hear like, hey, dude, what's your name? Where are you from?
That would annoy me, too.
Oh, so annoying. All right, you guys. This has been a Rap Party Podcast. Make sure you tell all your friends to share us, like us, and talk about the Rap Party Podcast.
Yeah, because without you, we wouldn't have one of these. And we truly love you. And thank you for being part of the MRL Radio family.
Which takes us to our next point. Loren, tell everyone what is now open and readily available for people to do.
You can go to kiss951.com right now and get your merchandise.
Yep. Now we do sound like those social media influencers. We have merchandise.
Yeah, right?
Well, we do.
We have a merch store.
We have a merch store now, and you can get MRL show gear and Kiss95.1 gear kiss951.com. There's a shop there. And the MRL stuff is really cool. People have been asking us about where they can buy the stuff for a long time. And we just had like the kind of the prototypes, but now they're for sale. And now you can get them.
We only have 13.8 thousand followers on Instagram. I'm just saying, like, even we aren't even a social media influencer.
Yes. Well,
we're radio
influencers.
We're radio broadcasters, which is a different category.
At any given point, at any given week, we have over 500,000 people listening to us.
At any given second. I know that.
That's awesome. So advertise with us.
On the radio.
There you go. All right. Enjoy your Monday, and we'll talk Tuesday at 7 a.m. Well, I mean, we'll be here at 6, but 7, the good stuff starts.
That's when we get warmed up.
I think we're warmed up.